We are learning Masechta Shchul in Daf Tzadik Dalet Omid Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalet Omid Beis. The first word in line is, who was talking from Tanur Rabbanim? Tanur Rabbanim, Hashaleach Yerach L'Chaveiro, Chaveiro Yishleima, you send a Yerach to your friend, your Jewish friend, Shleima, in Tzarek Shishlema Neganosh. If you give him a present, a entire thigh of an animal, you don't have to remove the Geronosh. It's obvious it was not removed. Chatucha, but if it's cut, Tzorech Litol Himena Gidonosh. You have to take out the Gidonosh, because he might think that it was already deveined and taken out, and therefore you're in a machshlim. Therefore you have to take it out. Uvei v'chav, he gives him to a guy. Bein chatucha bein shleima tzorech l'mena gidonosh. Say if you give him a cup piece or a shleima, you don't have to remove it. And this is not like our Mishnah. We have to see how it stems in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you have to give him a shleima. Here it says bein shleima bein chatucha. You don't have to remove the Gidonosh. Another halacha. For two reasons, don't sell nevel shavus to a guy. First of all, you're fooling him. He thinks he's getting kosher meat that's not kosher meat. Second of all, he might go and sell it to Yisrael Acher. So that is the second halacha of a guy. There'd be three halachas of a guy, which the Gemara is going to deal with. The first halacha was, you let give a guy ben chatucha ben shleim, you don't want to take the yonosha out. The second halacha says, you're not selling nevel shavus to a guy, because you are fooling him, and also he might sell it to Yisrael. The lo yoyma adam, a third halacha of a guy, lo yoyma adam lo yoychavim, kach li b'din hazeh basa. Don't send the guy on a shlichus, says, take this dinner, get me basa. Pay beis varam, why not? Well, for two reasons you're not allowed to do that. You can't sell a guy as a messenger to buy you meat. Tap on beis now, tzalik down on beis. What's the reason you're not allowed to do this? Echa b'rei anas. And one reason is, because this guy, might be a anos, which means, he'll go to the store, he'll pick up the piece of meat, and the guy said, it costs a dinner. He says, no, I'm not paying anything. It runs out, and he'll hold on to the dinner for himself. So you can't send the guy to go be a messenger for you. Also, maybe like give him a veil of strafers. When a guy walks into the store to buy something, he looks for his veil of strafers. He gives it to him. So that's the third halacha of our brisa. Halacha number one is that of a guy, ben chatucha, ben shleim, you don't have to remove the ganasha. Number two is, you can't sell veils treifas, why not? Because you're fooling him, or you might sell it to Eid. Third halacha is, you can't send the guy as a messenger, because they might sell the guy the veils treifas. So let's see how this all stems. Amamar. Uvay v'chavim, ben shleima, ben chatucha, in tzar litla ben ganasha. By a guy, say a shleima, say chatucha, you let it give it to him, but you don't have to remove the ganasha. Reading about like this, my eskina. What are we talking about? In the makom shemachrizim, if it's a place machrizim, which means it's such a place, you let us give the guy. If there's achraza that day, so then you could give him the treifas. If there's no achraza, then you can't give him treifas. And in that case, you allowed to buy. The difference in makom shemachrizim is the yidden buy from a guy. But makom shemachrizim, yidden buy meat from a guy when there's no achraza. So when my eskina, in the makom shemachrizim. If it's a makom shemachrizim, and therefore you didn't buy from a guy, so how you let us sell the guy a cut up piece? Chatucha amai ain't talking to again asha. Kimi lo yachris. Since today was no announcement about a treifa, also the mizmim they'll buy from the guy, and they'll think the again asha was removed. So how can you say you can sell a guy even a cut piece of meat? He might sell it to eat. It's a makom shemachrizim. They were not machris today was a treifa. So how can you do it? El pshita must be the reisha of the three cases. But makom shemachrizim. So therefore, you're allowed to give the guy anything you want. The guy is not, no one's buying from a guy. It's Makom Shem Achrizim. Ema Metziyasa, look at the middle case, then, the same Braisa. Peshet Varam Omru Emarich and Veil Shev Shev Yuchavim. Echav and Shvatei, what reason is because you're fooling him? Ve'echav, Shem Yachzim and Kerel Yishol. Second reason is because he might sell it to a guy. He might sell it to Yishol Acher. Be Makom Shem Achrizim. If it's a Makom Shem Achrizim, Holoi Osi Lemizva Minei. If it's a Makom Shem Achrizim, Holoi Osi Lemizva Minam. L'chaira, it's a Makom Shem Achrizim. No one's going to buy from him. Why can't I give it to the guy? No one's buying from him. It's Makom Shem Achrizim. We just said it's Makom Shem Achrizim. No one's buying from him. So what's the problem giving him the veil of Shevisim? No one's buying from him. El Pshita, Makom Shem Achrizim. Talking about Makom Shem Achrizim. That's why he can't sell it because Makom Shem Achrizim, and they were Makos today. For some reason, they weren't machers. Even though it wasn't a real trade, they weren't machers. Got to be machers. So you can't give it to a guy because the guy might sell it to you. So it comes out, the race is talking about a machrizim because it says that you're allowed to give him any type of yarach, chatuchanat. And the middle case is talking about mokam shem machrizim because there we said that you worried he might sell it to you. Don't give money to a guy to be a messenger to buy food for you. Maybe the store owner will sell the guy in a village trapers. If it's a makom shemachrizim, how you let it sell? It's how you let it give to a guy. He might pass it on. He used to have a treifa, achruzim machrizim. If it's a treifa, there would be machriz. So monoshach. He might sell it. If there's a treifas, you're not going to take it from the guy. You'll know about it. And if there's no treifas, so then you're talking, I'll give it to the guy. You know. So then what's going on over here? So it sounds like Ella Bashita Makashemach reason, the safe Makashemach reason, and that's what you worry. If he's a messenger, he's struggling to come on veil strafers. You're allowed to give veil strafers to a guy, because Makashemach reason, no one buys from a guy. So you worry about that. So come on, the ratio is Amach reason, the Mitzia is Mach reason, and the safe is Amach reason.
It would be
Mach reason,
then what?
So if it would be a Makashemach reason, then you don't have to worry about the messenger, because if there was a veil strafer today, you'll hear about it. So you send a messenger picking meat, he brings the meat. What? No, you'll send your guy. The guy picked the meat, now you got meat from the Jewish butcher. Are you worried it's a treifa? No, I would have heard about it. Every time there's a treifa in the butcher shop, they announce it to the whole world.
If you didn't announce it, you wouldn't send your guy?
And if you announce it, then you wouldn't send your guy. You'd be careful, you know. You know there's a treifa in the vicinity, you're not going to do that. So comes out, Reisha, LP Makkos Reisha, Reisha was safe for Makkos Reisha Chrizim, it's Yasa Makkos Reisha Chrizim. I'm about, yes, yeah. In Reisha was safe for Makkos Reisha Chrizim, and it's Yasa Makkos Reisha Chrizim. The Reisha and Seif is Makkos Emach Rizim, and Metziyos is Makkos Emach Rizim. So it comes out that's what he said, that's not kind of case. We have two other truths in the Gemara's Kasha. Two other truths we're going to have. Rav Amar Kula B'Makkos Shemach Rizim. All three cases are Makkos Shemach Rizim, which means you're allowed to buy meat from a guy when they were not machers. So Reisha and Seif are Shemach Rizim. Reisha have the one case they announced, today is Treifas. So today is Treifas. You don't buy from a guy today. Therefore, the Reisha says, allowed to give a Yerah Chatucha to a guy. Yeah, no problem, because no one's buying today. The Seifa that says a messenger, you can't send a messenger, because today they're selling, giving Veil Shtreifas, there's a Veil Shtreifas in the vicinity, right? Mitziyasa, what's the case of Mitziyasa? It was a Makom Shel Achrizim, but Shelo Yachrizu. They forgot to do it. There was an Oinus, they couldn't be Macher. That was the case in the middle of the case. And therefore, you're not allowed to sell that day. If they didn't make an announcement, you cannot sell the Neville Shreves to the guy, because it's very possible the Yid will buy from him today, because they didn't hear Achrozo today. So that's the answer to the Kasha. We're talking about a city, B'Malkam Shemachrizim. The Reishan Shreif is Shechrizu. The Mitziyasa is a case where there's an Oinus that we're not Machrez. And therefore, I can't give my Neville Shreves to a guy now, because a Yid might buy from the guy. That's Rava's Terrence. Rav Ashi Omar. What?
Why aren't you afraid that the Yid didn't have some Yid didn't?
No, okay. We're talking about the very good way of announcing. It was a small town, and everyone knew about it. You could always ask the kasha, but the cross was a very good way of doing it. Everyone knew about it. Rav Ashi Omar, there's like a big sign. It's like in Shlomi's kosher world, they have a sign. Today is Masorah chicken. They have a big sign in front of the thing that today is treifas. Everyone knew about it. Anyone who bought any meat that day knew that there was treifas. Ravash Yama Kula Makam Shemach Rizim. Bet Sam will go on, all three cases are in this town with Emach Rizim. Therefore, you don't buy from a guy anything. So the Reisha is Gevaldik, that you're allowed to give the Yarach to the guy. Why? Because no one's buying from him. The Seifa that says that you're scared that the messenger will get the Trefers, also, that's the case, because you're going to give it to the guy, because it's Emach Rizim. No one buys from a guy. What's the case of Mitziyasa? What do we worry about Mitziyasa? No one buys from a guy. What's the problem? Why can't I give my Nevel Trefers to the guy? The Mitziyasa is a Gzeira, maybe you're going to sell it b'fnei Yisrael. Maybe you're going to sell it in front of a Yisrael, and they're going to see you sell it to the Yisrael. Now, it's very important to have this part of the Gemara. So what's Rav Ashi's Teretz? It's a place where you never buy from a guy. So that's what the Reisha says is good. Mitziyasa were worried that he might pass on to the guy, to the Yid. Why? No one buys from a guy. Teretz is because a Yid might see you selling it to the guy. So if he sees it, so then therefore, he might buy from it. So the Rashi is like this: Gzeres b'grein lo atavach nei Yisrael. V'zeh haroya lo yishamam natavach shi'treifa. Atavach shi'treifa. He thinks it's kosher. He says, if that's the case, so Frank Rashi, that's the case. Umiya bereisha gavishlech yerachovim lo yigazah Hashem yidolam Yisrael. Why are you worried then the reisha also? I might give in front of Yisrael and they think it's divained already. He says, Bishlam in a butcher shop, Zokt Rav Ashi, in a butcher shop, everyone sees what's going on. So they see the Yid selling it to the guy, they're going to say, oh, it must be kosher. There must be kosher. So he'll buy from him. But a guy who sells, gives in his house, a Yerach, the first case was a guy giving in his house, gave the guy or something. So who's going to see it? Even if someone sees it, you're not going to be geyser that every guy buys meat because he sees it. One person sees it, and therefore, it's not a problem. And points out Rashi, lefizeh, it's not like our Mishnah. There was one teretz of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about Shaleach Yerech, that's Shleima's Mutter, Chatuchah's Aser, Kushema, someone's going to see it. That Mishnah won't be like our Rashi. That's what Rashi speaks out. That Mishnah won't be like our Rashi. So, how do you make this announcement? What do you say in this announcement when there's a treifa? How do you say it? You don't want to alienate the goyim from buying it either. They say, oh, I'm not buying the second class stuff. So, the announcement is, we have meat for goyim today. That's all they say. And the yinichab, that's a treifa. Why don't we say that we have treifas for the goyim? They're not going to buy it. It's a gnai. They don't want to buy second-class meat. They want to buy the good meat. Freight to Gemara, Im Kain, in such a case like this, we say we have meat for the goyim, but Kamatlu, you're fooling them. We said it's probably Gnei Vestas. So Gemara, Inu, the Kamatayu Navshayu. They made the mistake themselves. They fooled themselves. I never said it wasn't Treifa. You thought it was a Shchuta. You made a mistake yourself. Freight Rashi, Akasha, ooh, we have a new hat now. Matan Navshayu. So, he wants to know. I had said before in the Gemara that you're not allowed to give the goy something becheska shchuta. So, and it's really a treifa. So you see that there's a problem of Gnei Vestas even there. So Rashi says, no, it was like becheska shchuta. Everyone thought it was shchuta, and that's why I was fooling. And I, the case of the chavius, Rashi asks from, but a chavius that I'm opening for the guest. I didn't say that I opened it special for you. You thought like that. So you made the old mistake. So Rashi, no, he told them, I'm doing this for you, special for you. That's the concept of Rashi. So Rashi, Gnei Vestas is already very narrow. It's also Gnei Vestas, if I tell you, I'm opening it for you. But if not, your own mistake. Toisvis and Der Maske Inu argues in Rashi. So it's not Masvah on the Gemara like that. It's Masvah, you have to Maidia him that gave it to Chemini. That gave it to Chemini. If not, it's Stam, it's also. So how do you answer those kashas? So Toisvis says like this. Here, the guy shechap is treifa. Why were we selling dafka to guy? He shechap is treifa. And also, the next story of Mazutra also, he should have chap. So, feed toisvis, any time, not stam is also, but if he should have chap, that it's not really a mistake, that's not really what he's doing, that's not Gnevis Das. The more brings the Maisa. To bring a riot to Matan Avshayo. Ki hod mazutra breder of Nachman of a ka'ozlum a sichro be mechuzo. He's going from sichro to be mechuzo. For Rabbi Rav Safra of a ka'ozlum a sichro. And Rabbi Rav Safra was going to sichro. So he was going from sichro to be mechuzo. He was a big chashviyid. And Rabbi Rav Safra going the other direction. Pogadadi, they met each other. So his mazutra said, oh, you didn't have to come greet me. Who saw the ape, who the ka'ozlu, he thought they're coming to greet him. Why did you come such a big trip to the, should have waited at the entrance of the city, that would have been enough. Only Safra, he's honest, says, and not only have Adina in the Kasi Mara, I had no idea you were coming. If he had Adina and Tvei Avatachin, I would have even worked even harder. But I would have came even further, but I didn't know you were coming, we're not coming. Amalei Ravala, my time, I'm like, why did you tell him, Halki? Now he felt bad. Amalei, but come Adina, I don't want to fool him. So Rav said back, no, Inu to come out and have Shayu. He made a mistake himself. And like Toysus Shtosik speaks out that, here, he should have thought that maybe they're going on a trip. This is not Stam. This is like, he should have chapped that they're not coming for them. And that's where it's not Gnei Vestas. Now, but there's another very important question over here. What was the story over here? It was Shiva Shai Gnei Vestas. So he says, by the way, Rav Sarah says, I wasn't coming now for you, but I would have came even further. Freik Toysvis, if that's the case, it's not a Tois at all. We had before, about a case of the Chemini, the Chavis, that Ula opened the Chavis for Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara asked Kasha, what do you mean? It was selling it to Chemini. So Rav Tarek says, no, since he would have done it anyway for Rabbi Yehuda, it's fine. Here we're done anyway, so why couldn't you just be quiet here? Even if you should have said, that's called Gnevis Das, here's not Gnevis Das, we're done anyway. Let's Freik Toysvis about Toysvis. And for Toysvis, no. There, you for sure, you Taka opened it for him. But Yitaka opened it for him by Rahudi. Opened it for him. But there, you had an ulterior motive that says it's not a big deal because I'm giving it to Chemini. Here, you did nothing for him. Nothing. Did nothing for him. So, therefore, you never tell him. You know, a big shaila is like this. A guy is going to Chas Shalom, to Menachem Avos, someone in Brooklyn. And there's a friend's chasna there also. So he goes to the friend's chasna. He really came to Menachem Avos. That's a better friend. He walks to the chasna. Does he ever tell him, by the way, I was here anyway? Or does not tell him anyway. So it could be to telling the Shiloh. So if it would have gone anyway for sure, then you don't have to speak anything out. But here, you never would have gone. So is that called Iyad Gmata Nav Shiloh? because it's a big child. There's a big shaila. You know what to do. Then we should ask a shaila. Because it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a simon reish chav chesed in the Chayes Mishpat. Mamash halacha in Shulchan Aruch gneivas das. It's a real halacha. It's shaila with the eyes or not. You have to know what the gneivas mamash like gneivas sugya. If a guy walks into the chasana and he came all to Baltimore for chasana, he really came for something else. For business, you have to know. If you have to tell him or not, it's a big shaila. It's very negayah to know halacha gneivas das.